Well, good evening, Warrior fans. Welcome to tonight's West Valley League Varsity Girls basketball action between your Amity Warriors and the Taft Tigers. Taft comes into this with a 2-13 record. Your Warriors with a 10-6 record. Warriors coming off a tough loss to Blanchette, where they just did not have the energy or the execution necessary to stay close in that game. Ended up losing by 18. And that ended a stretch of really good games overall for the Warriors, dating back to playing Warrenton when they came back in the fourth quarter, down 9, won the game by 4 points with a huge fourth quarter here at home, then beat Faith Bible, Mount Vernon Christian, Sandy Ann Christian, Sheridan, had a four-point loss at Dayton, and then came back and beat Willamina by 15 at home last week before the tough loss on Monday to Blanchette on the neutral side at Corbin University. So the Warriors look to get back on track, and they've got a nice stretch coming up. Taft, Westside, Sandy Ann, and Sheridan in their next four games. All of those are imminently winnable games. It's a matter of the Warriors coming out and executing and not trying to beat everybody off the dribble, running the offense patiently, getting the ball inside, back out, and getting those good looks. Tonight, would definitely like to see Maylin Williams get back on track. She had a very quiet game, did not score against Blanchette, just really struggled against that tough man-to-man defense. And we won't see a better defensive team than Blanchette. They were the best defensive team in the state last year, and they are even better this year defensively. That is a team that will challenge Salem Academy and Dayton for a run at the title. But it's they don't have the offensive firepower. But if you turn the ball over against them, they're going to run, and they are going to score a lot of points against you. Current standings right now, as you look at the pull up the West Valley League right now, Dayton, of course, on top of the 4-0 record. They're 15-1 overall, ranked number one in the state. And again, Amity played them tough, only losing by four. Dayton playing without Rojas. Rojas did not play yesterday in their game against Klatskanai, I think. Is that who they were playing? I can't remember now. No, that was Salem Academy that played Klatskanai. I don't remember who Dayton played. They played Pleasant Hill. And Pleasant Hill, nowhere near the team that Dayton is, even though they're ranked eighth in the state. There's a huge gap there. Dayton rolled easily even without without Rojas playing. She has her walking boot off but did not play. Second place right now in the West Valley is a tie between Amity and Sandy and Christian, but the tiebreaker going to Amity as we have the head-to-head win against them down at their place back on the 3rd of January, where the Warriors won 37-25, and then it drops off after that. Westside Christian is ranked, and Sandy and Christian is ranked 27th in the state, Amity 7th. And we know there's a pretty big gap between the top couple, maybe four teams, and Amity and the group that Amity's kind of in there. Sandy Ann Christian, even though they're 3-1 in the league, come in number 27 overall, and they haven't played Dayton yet. Westside Christian is 2-2 in the league, 34 in the state. Sheridan is 2-3 in the league, 31st in the state. Willamina is 1-3 in the league, 32nd in the state. And Taft, 0-5 in league, 2-3 overall. They've been outscored by almost a 2-1 margin on the season. They've given up 767 points and have scored only 400. You contrast that to the Warriors, who have scored 685, given up 677. So what we're looking at in the West Valley League on the girls' side of things right now is just the opposite of what's on the boys' side. The boys' side is stacked. Top five teams in the league are all highly competitive, game in and game out. Whereas on the girls' side, it's Dayton. There's a gap there, Amity, and then there's another gap, and you get to Sandy Ann Christian, and then there's another gap, and you get to the remaining four schools, Westside, Sheridan, Willamina, and Taft. So, all of that said, this is not a team the Warriors should struggle with, but the one thing we know about the Warrior girls is that they have been nothing if not inconsistent this year. They have had, and usually within the same game, they have rarely put together four good quarters in a row. Usually they'll play about two and a half good quarters, half a really, really bad quarter, and then one quarter that's kind of mediocre. So we'll see if they can put four good quarters together tonight. They're healthy, finally. I think Keeley moving really well now. Morgan's healthy, hasn't had any injuries all year, knock on wood there. Everybody's healthy. This is a team that I would like to see Reg come out early in a 1-3-1 and just completely take Taft out of it. We'll see. He likes to save that for later in the game if he needs it and not use it unless he does. So I'm just getting a correction on the starting lineup here. Get the starters here for Taft. It will be number one, a 5'5 freshman, Clara Tolan. Number four, a 5'6 senior, Naomi Reaney, and she's their best athlete, good rebounder, interior player. We played them last year at districts and won that game, and that was she was the only player that really gave us any problems at all. 5'8, number 13, a 5'8 senior, Madison Clanton. Number 24, a 5'6 junior, Savannah Russo. And number 30, a 5'8 sophomore, Emma Coulter. For the Warriors, we'll be back to their normal starting five, I believe. I haven't seen that, but I think they will be. It'll be Keely Graham, Hannah Hatch, Alyssa Plummer, Maylin Williams, and Morgan Croxford. We'll be right back. We're going to stop for the national anthem here. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC, McMinnville.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back. A starting lineup is being introduced here for Taft. Warriors will be starting their normal five. And really, the Warriors, it's all about defense for the Warriors. Offensively, the Warriors are an inconsistent bunch. Occasionally, we shoot the ball well from the outside, but not consistently. We're never really sure who's going to be on for us on a given night. We don't have much of an interior post game, though Kaya continues to show improvement there. She's still not nearly as aggressive as Reg would like to see her be inside. And Kaya, just such a nice kid, just needs to flip a switch and get a little meaner when she gets that ball in her hands and take that aggressively and make that defense have to play her honestly. So it'll be fun to see when she gets in the game if they can get her going pretty good inside. She has such a good shooting touch around the basket with either hand, and she has good fundamental post moves. She's just not assertive offensively yet in her career, but we'd like to see that change for sure. So where the Warriors should win this game would be on the defensive end, just be able to put pressure on the ball handlers, much like what they did against Willamina. I don't think we're any better shooting team than Willamina. We win the game by 15 because defensively we just flat out can take you out of what you want to do. And we can do that against any team that doesn't have a real dominant point guard. So the teams we've struggled with this year are teams that have either dominant posts or dominant point guards. And not everybody has that. And Taft does not have either of those positions, just like Willamina didn't have either of those. Dayton does. Dayton has a dominant point guard in Shawnee Spink, and they have a dominant post in Felina Rojas. We struggled with Kennedy. Kennedy blew us out. They have a dominant post and a good point guard. Lost to Coquille. Coquille has a real nice post down there, just a sophomore, 6'1 girl. So those are the teams we struggle with. We just don't have a lot of size inside to deal with a dominant post player. And that's something that our girls are going to have to continue to work on defensively over the next 2 years, is figuring out a way to deal with the fact that we're not the tallest team. And we don't have a lot of height coming up on the JV team either. So there's no savior there in waiting. So the Warriors just have to learn how to compensate. And that means you have to be better ball handlers, better on help defense. Reaney wins the tip, and it'll be Taft ball to get things started. Running the point, they give it to Reaney over on the right side on the wing. She swings it left side to Clanton. Clanton starts to drive. There's a steal by Graham. Graham going to beat Reaney to the other end, lay it up, and she's fouled. Reaney comes in and hits her on the hip. Reaney fast. She caught up with Keeley there on the break. Keeley had a pretty good lead on her, and Naomi chasing her down, but goes hip to hip with her. She goes up, and so Keeley will go to the line to shoot two to start this game here. Nice steal by Keeley. She just read that handoff intended for Reaney. Clanton trying to hand it off to her, and Keeley jumped that gap and took it. First free throw good for Graham. Warriors on the board first here tonight. Talked to Tommy Jackson earlier tonight. You know, Tommy's been dealing with that back injury since the game over in Dayton. I'll tell you more about that later. Graham misses the second one, gets her own rebound, gets trapped down in the left corner, throws it off of the foot of a Tiger and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Williams, left corner three, no good, and the rebound to Coulter. Coulter pushes it ahead. Graham tips it out of bounds. Pass intended for Rini. So Graham, very active tonight. That's a good sign for the Warriors defensively. She's already got a steal and a deflection and an offensive rebound. That's the way that Keeley loves to beat you, is through that activity. They try to go bounce pass into Coulter. Goes off of her hands and out of bounds. And again, good pressure by Graham on the inbound and by Williams on Coulter. Warriors ball. Williams brings it up. They go high post with Croxford in there. And they look to get it into her. Now she slides down. Gets that, shuffles a pass to Williams, back out to Graham, left angle three, looks left, is, and the long rebound by Rini, and poked out of bounds by Graham. Taft ball, good look for Keeley. She had an excellent, good open look from the three-point, right at the three-point line that time, and if we get looks like that for Keeley, that's a good sign. And that started with Croxford going low post, taking it baseline, and creating something where the defense had to react to her. Ball tipped out of bounds by Hatch. Going to be Tiger ball right here in front of me, just to the right of the scorer's table. Tiger's going left to right. Graham knocks another one out of bounds. She's just reading the eyes of Clanton trying to inbound that ball. Now Rini will inbound it. Graham will be on the ball. She's right in front of the Warrior bench now. Gets it into Clanton. Clanton drives. Maylin Williams going to pick up the foul, I believe. Her first team foul on the Warriors. Rini will bring it in again. Graham on her. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Gets it into the freshman, Tolan. Tolan trapped. Graham knocks it away. Rini saves it into Graham. And Graham fouled by Coulter on a reach-in. Second team foul for the Tigers. First on Coulter. Warriors basketball. A little sloppy here early going. 1 minute gone, and it's a 1-0 game, Warriors. You extrapolate that out, the Warriors would take a 32-0 win. That'd be kind of interesting. Graham picks up her dribble way out top. Goes right side to Hatch, down to Croxford. Misses the lay-in. Plummer with the rebound. Her shot poked away. Hatch chases down the board. Out to Graham, on top to Williams. Williams starts to drive. Goes out to Plummer. Left corner three. No good. Graham with another rebound. Her pass, or her ball is stolen away. She gets it right back. Shovels it to Hatch. Back out to Graham by the Warrior head. Goes cross court to Plummer. Off her hands. Took her eyes off the ball. And that pass right off her fingertips and out of bounds. Just that little look away right before the ball got there. Right as the ball got there. They get the ball inbounds to number 24. That's Russo. Pass knocked away by Hatch. They get it in now to Rini. And Rini will bring it up. Graham picking her up two-thirds court there. Gives it to a driving Clanton, and she is fouled on the drive, so go to the line. Croxford a little late on that one. And the foul was on Hatch. Croxford should have gotten there a little bit sooner, and then she could have prevented that drive. She's just a step late. Clanton to the line. First free throw. Very high arcing, but no good off to the right. Clanton, the 5'8 senior. Second one, another high arcing off to the right, and Graham boxes out and gets the rebound, shovels it ahead to Croxford. Croxford pushes up to Williams, back to Croxford, to Williams, Williams to Croxford, top of the key, against this 3-2 zone. And then Croxford throws it about, now I'm going to go 8 feet or so over the head of Hatch and out of bounds as Hatch was popping out. Croxford threw it to the baseline. So Warriors a little shaky here to start with. Now they're going to pick up full court man against the Tigers. Rini trying to get it in. Bounce pass to Clanton. Clanton poked away by Graham. Graham chases it down for the steal. Keeley, bounce pass down low to Croxford. Tries to go back to Graham. Kicked by Rini. Warrior basketball. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. 1-0 Amity. A little bit more like a softball game than a basketball game right now. Graham puts up a three from the right side. No good. Plummer with a weak side rebound. Alyssa back out to Williams. She fakes the three. Now swings it over to Graham. Graham cross court to Plummer. Plummer takes it in underneath. Misses the shot and then knocks the ball out of bounds. And so it'll be Tiger basketball. Warriors having a hard time converting. They've had three good looks from three-point range. Maybe two. I think they've both been by Graham, I guess. There's a long pass inbounds. It's glided up the floor. Plummer in a foot raise, and Plummer on the floor gets it to Graham. Great job by Alyssa Plummer, and Graham hustling back. Graham step through, tries to get it to Hatch. Off her hands and out of bounds. Keeley got caught in between, wanted to go right, and then changed her mind, tried to wrap around the left side of the defender and led Hatch out of bounds. Warriors with a lot of turnovers here early. And we've got a foul. It's going to be called on Coulter. So an offensive foul on the inbound. Third team foul, first on Coulter. Warriors ball now underneath their own basket on the right side of the key. You don't see that call very often. Coulter trying to get separation, pushed off. Usually officials miss that on inbounds plays. Williams, right corner three, no good. And the long rebound to Clanton. Clanton pushes it up the right side and slows down now. Gives it to Coulter. Coulter, elbow jumper, no good. Over the backboard, hits the support behind the backboard, out of bounds. 5:17 left to go, first quarter, still 1-0. Got Jerry Compton sitting next to me doing a little IT support up here for Kimmy and giving me the high sign there, like, what is going on? There's a spin move by Croxford. She draws a foul, working that low post down there. They really don't have anybody that can guard her in that low post. Morgan, actually, with very good fundamentals, can go left, right, reverse lay, and put the ball on the floor, do all kinds of things, and she's a great passer out of that post. And when you put another girl of her height on her, she's going to pretty much dominate them down low. Misses the first free throw. Morgan and I had a conversation about free throw shooting recently, and said, what is it? You know, your first free throws are just a horrible percentage. Your second free throw is such a great percentage. And there it is again as Croxford buries the second one. She's like, I don't know. Just a concentration issue. They throw long. Graham with the interception at half court. Rainey wants it over her back. You're not going to get that on that. There's Williams for three. Good! Maylin Williams knocking down the 21-footer from the left wing, and it's 5-0 Warriors. Rainey takes the inbound back to Blanton. Blanton being harassed by Croxford, finally gets it across. Bounce pass off the hands of Russo and out of bounds, and now you're seeing exactly what this Warrior defense can do to these Taft Tigers. They just don't have ball handlers. Warriors with it. Graham and Williams play catch out top. Graham crosses over, bounce pass to Croxford in the high post. She backs it out, swings it to a cutting. Williams lays it up, no good. Ball tipped. Williams gets it out to Croxford. Swings it to Graham. Graham fakes the three, starts to drive back to Croxford. Swings it left side. Williams left corner three, no good. Gets her own rebound. She's hammered from behind, and she'll go to the line. I think that's going to be Coulter's second. Nice job. Maylin Williams following her own shot. Got a high bounce off that three-pointer from the left side. Chased it in, got her own rebound, took it back up, and Coulter, not really paying attention, let Williams sneak inside of her and then fouled her from behind. They've got that as the third on Coulter. I had her down for two because the board said one last time. I guess I looked too soon. Coulter out into the game. Number 20, a 5'8 senior, Mackenzie Evanson. Williams makes the first, makes the second. Maylin Williams with a pair of free throws. We haven't said that many times this year. Warriors trapped. There's a steal by Croxford. Takes it right away from Blanton. Lays it up and in. Morgan Croxford and Keely Graham with the trap. And Croxford ends up with the steal. And they throw it away at the other end. And it's 9-0 Warriors. And Taft needs a timeout. See if this is going to be a 30 or full. I think this is going to be a 30 second. So we're going to stay right here. So the Warriors up 9-0, 4:11 left to go here in the first quarter. And so far it's been all about the Warriors' defense, a little bit of offense. And I'm trying to answer a question there for somebody. A little bit of offense, but mainly the offense has come out of good defense. Taft has really only had, if my memory serves me right, Taft has had one attempted field goal and two free throws so far in halfway through the first quarter. And that's just the Warriors really getting after it defensively. This is kind of what we thought they could do, and it's coming to fruition. Croxford's going to get a break. Knuth into the game. Warriors basketball after the inbounds pass was thrown away. Graham with it, gives it to Williams. Maylin They want to come out and trap her. She gets it to Knuth on the right angle. Swings it to Plummer. Plummer down to Williams in the left corner. Back out to Graham on the left wing. Graham, top of the key, working right. Comes back left. Pulls up. 18-footer. Bounces around and drops in. Keeley needed to see that ball go in. That can help your confidence a lot, even when they bang in like that. Clanton driving on Knuth. Knuth cuts her off. Ball is corralled. Back out to Reaney. Reaney swings it over to Tolan, the freshman. Tolan crosses over on Plummer, knocked away. She gets it back. Williams reaches in and picks up a foul. I think that's going to be the second on... Yeah, that's going to be two on May Lynn. That's going to bring Brene Husky into the game. Warriors up 11-0. So May Lynn goes out with two. Silly little reach in there as she smiles. She comes off. She knows. Got caught with her hand in the cookie jar. Reaney to inbound. Gets it into Russo. Russo, bounce pass, tries to go down low to Tolan. Tolan has to come out to the wing to catch it. Swings it back out, and she throws it away. Over and back. Russo couldn't get to it. And just sloppy passing, and they just can't handle this perimeter pressure the Warriors put on. This is what we're talking about. There's like three tiers in girls basketball. There's tier one that are the elite teams, and Blanchette being one of those that we saw last night. Tier two being the tier that includes Amity, where they have good athletes. They just don't have the same level of basketball skill that some of the tier one teams have. Hatch with a left baseline two-pointer, and she knocks it down. Hannah makes her first shot of the game. And Warriors put some pressure on. Tolan gets it inbounds. Tries to go back. Knuth knocks it away, and we're going to have a foul, I think, on Kendra. She took a shot to the eye, but she's going to get called for the foul. That second tier where the basketball skills, maybe not as good as shooting, quite as good at ball handling, but good athletes, really get after you, understand the game pretty well, but just aren't those elite teams. That's where Amity finds themselves this year. And then you have the rest. And Taft is in that, the rest. Blanton pushes up the right side. Warriors up 13-0. We got a carry called on Blanton. So once again, another turnover. And again, I think only one attempted field goal so far for Taft and two free throws. And we are 5 minutes and 10 seconds into the first quarter. So the Warrior defense really doing its job. This is exactly what Reg drew up here before the game. Graham to Plummer. Puts up a three. Little short, ball tipped out of bounds by Knuth. It's saved by Husky. Back to Knuth, and Husky gets the ball back from her to Graham. Graham tries to go bounce pass out to the corner. It is passed behind Hatch and out of bounds. But nice save there by Husky on the baseline, walking the tightrope. I thought she was out of bounds right in front of the official, though, and he said she was still in. Russo bringing it up. Gets across half court. She's fouled by Hatch. That'll be the fifth team foul on the Warriors. Rosenbaum going to come into the game. 2:24 left to go in the first quarter. She hustles to the scorer's table so she can get in. She gets Hatch. Hatch has two fouls. So Hatch has two, and Williams has two. Reaney to inbound at half court on the far side. Gets it into Russo. Russo working against Knuth. Good screen. Nope. They're going to call a moving screen on Blanton as she takes out Knuth. I'm not sure that was a bad screen, but the official was watching the screen more closely than I was. She said it was a moving screen, and I think maybe what she got Blanton for was leaning into the screen. And that's a tendency when you know it's going to be a hard screen, is to kind of lean in right as the screen gets there, and if you're not careful, you will get called for that offensive foul, and I think that's what happened to Blanton. Rosenbaum down low, back out to Husky. Husky, 12-footer on the baseline, no good. Plummer battling inside, ball loose and pulled out of there by Taft. Pass ahead. Russo up the right side. Throws cross-court to Reaney. Reaney working that low post. Husky reaches in, strips it away. Nice steal by Brene. Reaney down on the floor as she trips going up the floor. Plummer all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Alyssa Plummer weaving her way through traffic. And a good fast break there by the Warriors as they beat the Tigers back in transition. It's 15-0 Amity, and a reach-in foul on Plummer. 16 foul on the Warriors. Going to shoot a lot of free throws here in this first half. First foul on Plummer. Both teams going to be in the bonus going forward. So that's not a good sign. It's going to slow this first half down quite a bit. A lot of reach-in fouls on both teams. Tolan, the freshman, throws it ahead up the left side to Russo. Picks up her dribble back to Tolan. Tolan working down that left side. Now picks it up. Tries to go back to Reaney. Reaney, top of the key. Gives it to Russo. Russo drives left, pulls back. Graham knocks it away, and she chases it down. Another steal for Keeley. Keeley ahead to Alyssa on the right wing. She backs it out to Keeley by the Warrior head. Keeley dumps it down low to Rosenbaum. Bounce pass to Husky. Husky misses the lay-in on the left side. Gets a rebound back out to Knuth. Knuth turns. 10-footer. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds to the Tigers. Callie Roberts into the game. She'll get Knuth out. And it will be Tiger basketball with 106 left to go first quarter. 15-0 Amity. Russo working against Roberts. Brings it up the right side. Callie still showing her baseline. Russo steps back, misses the jumper. Loose ball, rebound, out of bounds, off of the Tigers. Keeley battling down there on that weak side. It's what she does so well as a guard. She gets in there on that weak side, reads that bounce, anticipates where the ball's going, and beats people to it, and she's physical. Keeley not very big, but a very, very physical basketball player. Graham gives it to Husky, back to Graham on the right wing. Looking inside, it's not there against this 3-2 zone. You got to go inside, and then if you got to make your move quick or kick it back out if you're Rosenbaum. And our girls are not great at making entry passes. They go high post to Rosenbaum, back out to Graham. When Kaya gets that, she's got to turn and look. Now she does. She goes right in, and she is fouled. She was going to pass that ball to Roberts. I'm just going to smack that little girl upside the head if she doesn't start finishing at the rim. She wants to pass the ball all the time. I'm going to have to tap her around a little bit on the back of the head and say, hey, wake up. You're right at the rim, Kaya. Finish with that left hand. They call it a shooting foul, but it wasn't. She was passing that ball off to Roberts all the way. I want us so bad to see Kaya become a finisher at the rim. She made a nice move there, got that ball in the left high post, put it on the floor, one dribble. She was right at the rim and then didn't go up strong and just has to do a better job of that. Misses a pair of free throws. Croxford in the game misses the putback, and Reaney comes out of there with it. I wouldn't really hit Kaya. I love Kaya. But, boy, she has got to become a finisher inside. We talked about that before the game. At the other end, Clanton hits a three, and the Warriors are up 15-3. Croxford throws it away to Russo. Russo, and the clock runs out there. Croxford trying to force things there with time running down. 15-3 Warriors after one. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors up 15-3 after one quarter. Gave up a three-pointer right there at the end of the second quarter. The last possession by Taft and got the Tigers on the board. On the floor for the Warriors, Rosenbaum, Croxford, Roberts, Husky, and Knuth. And I don't want anybody to misinterpret. Kaya is a great kid, but you know, you want so much for them to develop their game and take it to the next level where they're capable of, and she has not even begun to scratch the surface about how good she could be. Russo kicks it out. There's a three-pointer by Blanton. Misses that. Husky battling. Husky with a rebound. Gets it to Croxford. Nice job by Brene to box out there. Giving up some inches, but doing a good job. Croxford pulls up for three. No good. And Knuth with the rebound. Back out to Husky. Husky to Croxford. Good rebound by Knuth there. Croxford crosses over. Leads it for Rosenbaum. One dribble. Lays it up and in. There we go. Kaya Rosenbaum with a dive to the basket. And that time she finishes strong. That might have been a comment from Reg there at the quarter, because I know he feels that same way. He really wants to see her become a finisher. There's a good defense at the other end by Knuth. Renee Arini misses. Pass ahead to Roberts. She can't save it. Just a little long by Croxford. Reg telling her, hey, run that a little wider so that she has a better passing angle for you. Croxford will throw it to you, but when you are straight in line with her, that's a tougher pass. Renee Reaney fouled underneath on the right side. She gets the offensive rebound and gets fouled on the putback. 7:04 left to go. Second quarter, 17-3 Warriors. Reaney to the line to shoot two. Seventh team foul on the Warriors. I think that foul was called on Knuth. Waiting to see what Ron puts up there. I don't know if he's going to or not. He just cleared it off. I think he had the wrong number up there. Second one, good. First one missed, so Reaney with her first point of the game. Croxford, top of the key extended with it. Swings it over to Husky. Husky loses it on the dribble. Knuth saves it. Dribbles it back out towards the Warrior head there. Swings it cross court to Roberts. Roberts to Knuth, top of the key, over to Croxford, fakes the three, steps left, long two, in and out, wouldn't stay. Rebound by, can't see what the number is there. I think that, there's a steal by Croxford, so it doesn't matter. I think it was Coulter with the turnover. Croxford, bounce pass to Knuth. She misses a wild shot. Croxford tips it. Husky trying to chase it down, and Reaney beats her to it. Reaney takes it in and lays it up and in. A little broken play there. 17-6 Warriors. Warriors have had a couple of fast break opportunities. They haven't been able to convert, and that's going to bring Plummer and Graham back into the game. But Reg able to go a little deeper on his bench early in the game than he usually does with this big lead. Knuth plays catch out there with Croxford. High post now. Rosenbaum tries to go back to Croxford. Pass tipped away by Reaney and stolen by Clanton. Reaney with it now. Brings it across half court. Swings it left to Clanton. Clanton, top of the key. Steps back for a three. Way long. Gets her own rebound, and Croxford knocks it away. It's on the floor. Roberts battling. She gets it. They're going to call it for a travel. She rolled over. And it's true. They don't call it like they should most of the time, but that was clearly a travel. So Graham and Plummer back in. They get Roberts and Knuth out. So it's Graham, Roberts, Husky, Croxford, and Rosenbaum on the floor. Williams and Hatch get to sit on the bench with their two fouls each. Inbound to Coulter. Croxford on her, gets it to Tolan, fakes, starts to drive. Husky cuts her off, back out to Coulter. Coulter swings it back to Tolan in the left corner. She'll put up a three from there, no good. Plummer with a rebound. Plummer pushes it over to Croxford, middle of the floor. Now trying to go to Husky, force that one, knocked out of bounds by Clanton. And Morgan maybe trying to force things a little too much, knowing that this team isn't quite as athletic. And so far, not very many good results for the Warriors on the break. Number 23, Lillian Salisbury into the game. 5'3", junior for the Tigers. Croxford with it on the right wing. Top of the key to Graham. Graham penetrates inside, leaves it for Husky. 18-footer looks good. No good off the back. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Pass knocked, or ball knocked out of her hands by Clanton. It'll be Warrior basketball. Red Shell and Kaya, hey, you had both hands on it. Now pull it in. Just be aggressive with that rebound. She's got great reach. She gets up well. She's got nice, soft hands. Just got to finish. Graham misses a three. Ball loose inside. Plummer and Reaney tied up. And it'll be Warrior basketball. 5:01 left to go. First half, 17-6 Warriors. And Reg would like to see some more offense out of his girls. It was 15-3 after one quarter. And this quarter, it's a 6-2 or a 3-2 advantage in favor of Taft. Pass knocked away. Warriors will line it up at the foul line. Throw it into Graham out top. Goes to Croxford in the right corner. Fakes the three. Back to Graham. Graham drives in, pulls up inside the foul line, misses that one. Husky with a weak side rebound brings it back out to Graham. Graham, hook pass over to Husky, fakes, drives, traveled. Turnover on the Warriors. Far too many of those tonight. That one kind of unforced. She gave the head fake, started to drive, but picked up that pivot foot before she got the ball on the floor. Warriors with full court pressure, and there's a steal by Rosenbaum. Gets it to Croxford. Croxford picks up her dribble, out high to Rosenbaum, back to Croxford. Croxford, working the right side, gives it to Husky. Husky, bounce pass over to Graham. Warriors not really doing anything to get the ball closer to the basket here. Graham, a little loose with the handle, finally gets it to Croxford. Deep three, right angle, no good, and out of bounds. Effectively a turnover on the Warriors, as that air ball didn't give them any chance to either score or get a rebound. Reaney with it on the baseline, trying to trigger it in against this pressure. Throws long. That's Coulter. Coulter breaking loose. Lays it up with the left hand. Misses. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Got to be strong now, Kaya. Gets it ahead to Croxford. Morgan with it. to Graham on the left wing. Graham goes inside, up with the left hand, and in! Kaylee Graham just snaking her way through traffic there. They get it into Reaney. Warriors up 19-6 with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Reaney still driving, and she traveled. They're going to call, they're going to call the travel out top before the foul. I think they would have had the reach-in foul on Plummer, but Reaney, before the contact, shuffled her feet. Hatch and Williams back into the game, so the Warriors, they're starting lineup on the floor now as Husky and Rosenbaum come out. Good job by Kaya. Gave him some really good minutes. And like we talked about before the game, her getting a chance to work on some of those post moves against a team that doesn't have a dominant big is a real beneficial thing for her development. So games like this, Reg really has to take care of them. Williams, left angle, three, hey! Knocks it down. Maylin Williams with her second three of the first half, and it's 22-6 Warriors. Williams with 8 points in the game. Shooting the ball with some confidence again. Down low, Williams knocks away the post pass and can't save it. Ball out of bounds. Warriors playing some really good defense tonight. Just overwhelming Taft. Coulter to inbound. Does so. Ball's loose. Plummer comes out of there with it. Plummer pushes up the middle of the floor. Waits. Gives it to Hatch. Hatch lays it up and in. Nice job. Great job by Plummer, realizing Hatch needed another step to catch up. Paused a little bit, little jump stop, let Hatch catch up, gave her a bounce pass and fed her perfectly. There's another loose ball picked up by Salisbury, and she gets it to Reaney. Reaney back to Salisbury, top of the key. Plummer on her, bounce pass to Coulter. Coulter dribbles left, turns, shoots, air ball. Croxford with it, ahead to Hatch. Hatch, Reaney between her and the basket, takes it in, misses the shot. Reaney affected that one. Salisbury with the Tolan with the rebound. Tolan picks up her dribble, throws it to Reaney. Reaney, top of the key, back to Tolan. Tolan puts up the shot, no good. Reaney with the rebound. Who is that? That is Malia Smith, 5'10 junior, into the game. Gets the offensive board, and they'll have another go at it here. At their end, 24-6 Warriors, 2:47 left to go in the first half. Getting into Tolan in the right corner. Her pass off the hands of a teammate, Plummer with the steal, and she's fouled. I think that's on Coulter. If it is, that's her fourth. It is on Coulter. That's her fourth. She'll come out, I'm pretty sure. No, they leave her in. I guess it doesn't matter. When you're down 24-6, the coach looks over and says, she's got four? Yeah, well, what can I do? I'm going to leave her in. When you just don't have much to work with, you might as well just let her see if she can play out this first half. Plummer at the line, hits the first of the one and one. Plummer's first free throw attempt of the game is good. Hatch out. Roberts in. And now they're going to get Coulter out of the game. Into the game, Brooke Orendorf. 5'6 sophomore. Coach Daniel Clanton with her hands full down there, trying to coach a team without a lot of talent. Now, they do have some talent coming up. They've got a decent JV team. Not great, but decent. There's some girls that like basketball and are a little more skilled than maybe what some of these girls were in middle school, but you got to develop them from that point. Plummer misses the second one. Taft basketball is knocked out of bounds. They bring it across, trying to get it across half court. The Graham with a steal before she can. Tries to throw it ahead to Knuth and led her by about 2 feet too many and out of bounds. Great, another steal by Keely Graham. Her steal numbers are just off the charts this year, and this is one of those games where she can get almost as many as she wants. I think the only man defender who's better in our league is the Anna Coronado girl from Blanchette. I think other than that, there's no better man defender than Keely Graham. Excuse me. Russo down in the corner with it, loses it, poked out of bounds by Graham. And Keely doing it without committing fouls tonight, which is always nice. Russo inbound far right corner of the floor down here. Excuse me. Tries to lob it in, tipped by Graham, picked up by Croxford. That should technically be a steal for Graham if she got the tip on that. Croxford to Plummer, right angle three, high arcing, no good, banging inside, and we've got a jump ball. The rebound was to Malia Smith, and she was tied up, so it'll be Warrior basketball. Excuse me there. Croxford with it. Right wing, Graham. Right corner three. Looks good. It is Keely Graham. Burying the three-pointer. Pass inbound up to Russo. Russo pulls up. 17-footer. No good. Croxford tips it. And it's saved by a Tiger. Out on top. Graham with another steal. Graham takes it in. Russo defending. Graham misses the lay-in. Rebound by Tolan. Tolan pushes up the left side of the floor. The freshman with it. Backs it out. And there's Graham with another steal. Russo going to try to chase her down again. Graham watching. Puts a head fake on. Lays it up. Misses again. Roberts with the rebound. She misses. Plummer with the rebound. And she's fouled. Excuse me. Keely Graham. I want to get a little facial look at her here. Just tired. A little frustrated there, kind of shaking her head a little. Took her headband off. Now Morgan giving her a bad time at half court, getting a smile out of her, because that's what you need to do when somebody misses a couple shots like that. You got to get them to laugh a little. It's a 28-6 Warrior lead, and you just can't worry about it too much. Plummer at the line, hits the first of the one-on-one. So one more coming Alyssa's way. Plummer, the junior, at the line. Second one, bounces around. No good. Knuth with the rebound. Misses the putback. Roberts with it. She kicks it back out to Plummer, and they'll reset the offense. Croxford, top of the key, swings it over to Graham. Cross court to Plummer. Plummer splits the double. Back to Graham. Graham will take the three from the left angle. Looks good. Oh, it won't stay down. Roberts with the rebound. She puts it up. She misses. And the ball tipped and picked up by the Tigers. Russo with it. Driving. Her pass knocked away. Croxford saves it to Graham. Keely Graham pushes it ahead to Plummer. Plummer takes it in hard, draws contact, offensive foul. Alyssa Plummer, her second foul. Kind of gets up, shrugs her shoulders, and says, hey, I had to take a chance at it. Good job by Caitlin Runstrom, 5'7 junior in the game, to get back and take the charge for the Tigers. 18 foul on the Warriors. 51.5 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. 29-6 Warrior lead. Tolan brings it up, crosses half court. Warriors in a zone defense here. Throws it out to Reaney in the left corner. She's trapped out there. They go down low. Tolan back out to Reaney in the left wing. Cross court pass. There's a three-pointer right side. Air ball by Runstrom and picked up by Croxford. She passes ahead, tipped away, but Roberts chases it down to Knuth. Knuth goes down low to Roberts. Roberts. Bounce pass to Croxford, stolen by Reaney. Reaney up the middle of the floor, slows it down at the top of the key, swings it over to Tolan. Tolan, 18-footer, good. The freshman, Clara Tolan, her first points of the game. It's 29-8, 10 seconds left to go. Warriors will get a last shot here. Croxford over to Graham, back to Croxford. Here it goes, 22-footer out top. Good! Morgan Croxford buries the three. And with 1 second left, Tolan didn't realize it, didn't get a shot off. At halftime, Warriors up 32-8 over the Taft Tigers. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, Warrior fans, to Amity Warrior Girls Basketball here, West Valley League action. And this game is the last, last game of the first half of the league season. So the Warriors will be five games into their 10-game league schedule. They played Sandy Am, Sheridan, Dayton, and Willamina already. They've got one more. I apologize. They've got Westside coming up on Friday. That'll be the halfway point, and then they'll have it's a 12-game league schedule. I thought for some reason when I looked at that, they'd already played Westside, but they'll have Westside. So at the end of this week, we'll be halfway through the league schedule. Warriors should get a win here tonight and move themselves to 4-1 in the league. They're in second place right now behind the Dayton Pirates. Dayton will be here at Amity on the 29th of December. That should be a fun game. Dayton probably will be back at full strength, and so will the Warriors. Warriors lost by 4 at Dayton. They didn't have Rojas. Warriors did not have Keely Graham. Excuse me. And if Graham been in that game, I'm pretty sure the Warriors win that game. But if Rojas is in that game, that's a different story. There's no question that she is the, in my opinion anyway, there's no question that she's the most dominant player in 3A basketball. Shawnee Spink not far behind, but Rojas is a matchup nightmare. She has absolutely stunning footwork in the low post and a touch around the basket. She can step out, take you from the mid-range, she can take you off the dribble. She can knock down the outside shot. She's got three-point range. And she's an excellent defender in the post and out on the perimeter as well if she needs to be. She's just an outstanding athlete and a lot of fun to watch play. And, you know, I'm a Warriors fan at heart, but I appreciate watching anybody who's a good basketball player play basketball. It's there's a joy of the seeing that skill level. And, you know, if you were listening to the game against Blanchette last night, you know, watching Coronado play for Blanchette or watching Valise, the boys' point guard for Blanchette play, you'll hear me be very complimentary of those young people because you can just see the outstanding skill level, and it's a lot of fun to watch, even against your team, to watch really talented and hardworking players do their sport out there, and really kind of their craft becomes a real joy to watch. The Warriors have some that are really fun to watch also. And love our girls, love watching them play. Really love it when they play together as a team and run their offense and don't try to break people down off the dribble all the time. When they do that, they're a much better team. But we've got some really dynamic athletes, a lot of fun to watch. And you've heard, if you've listened to me over the last couple of years, you've heard how complimentary I am of some of our kids. Morgan Croxford with an extremely great gift of court vision and the ability to make passes that I think she's the best passer in girls basketball, definitely at the 3A level. She makes passes that other girls don't even see, and not only does she anticipate, but she sees what's going to happen ahead of time, and oftentimes she'll have a turnover, not because she made a bad pass, but because her teammate didn't realize there was any way that a pass was coming. Keely Graham, absolutely fantastic to watch play. If you haven't watched Keely play, you should make it a point to do so here either this year or next year in her senior year. Keely is as competitive and driven as any kid you'll ever meet, has turned herself into a nice shooter from the outside, little by little developing her game. And again, I think one of the top two man defenders on the perimeter in the state. The only person I put ahead of her would be Coronado from Blanchette. And Coronado, really the only advantage there is that she's about 3 or 4 inches taller with longer arms and equally quick as Keely, and so she has some advantages in length, but both of those just fun girls to watch play basketball and fun to watch some of these other kids develop as well. Alyssa Plummer, you know, went from being just a JV player as a freshman to last year as a sophomore, getting some varsity time and really working hard at her game, and then working hard in the offseason to develop that mid-range game and can even step out and knock down an occasional three-pointer, and a very tenacious defender, brings a lot of fire to the floor when she's out there, and on and on. You know, we can talk about so many of these kids and what they bring to the game, but, you know, really what it is you know, I'm around a lot of these kids during the school day and at games and things like that, and just a really nice group of kids, very respectful of adults, do a great job of representing their school, I think, when they're on the road, and really proud to be associated with each and every one of them. And looking forward to the continued development of some of our young players as they bring along this tradition of being a group that really works hard and finds a way to get themselves into the state tournament year after year. 8 minutes on the clock. I thought I was going to be able to have a special guest. It didn't work out. I thought it might be a little chancy, but it did not work out. We'll try to maybe on Friday be able to pull that off. We'll see. All right, 8 minutes on the clock. Ready to start the third quarter here from Amity High School, newly remodeled Amity High School. Still getting those new bleachers broken in at the east end of the gymnasium where we opened that up and added about 200 seats here. And unfortunately, we didn't add that many parking spots. So it's more people able to get in and no more parking. So Graham with a steal right off the bat, takes it away from Russo, takes it in, and finishes the layup. So Keely Graham picking up where she left off in the first half. She's got 10 now, leading all scorers. Reaney pushes it ahead. Croxford knocks it out of bounds. Pass was intended for Coulter. Oh, nice way to start there. Keely picking up a little pressure at half court and taking the ball away from Russo. Russo traveled, got away with it. Back out to Reaney, puts up a three from the right side and buries it. That's the Naomi Reaney I remember seeing last year. Not a great outside shooter, but she'll keep you honest out there and then use her athleticism to beat you. Graham, left angle, three short, long rebound. Tolan with it. 34-11 Warriors here early in the third quarter. Brady Bauman coming in here, alumni of Amity High School. Russo, tough defense by Hatch, gets it to Reaney. Warriors are trapping in this zone now. Coulter with it, top of the key. Back to Tolan, out to Reaney, fakes the three, drives underneath, misses that one. I think Williams might have got a piece of that, and Plummer comes out of there, pulls it away from Coulter. Plummer to Croxford, Croxford, top of the key, swings it over to Graham, back to Croxford. She directs a little traffic here to Graham. Keeley dribbling out towards the top, gives it to Williams out by the center circle, back to Graham. Now high post to Croxford. Croxford working her way down, turns, makes a pass to a cutting Graham. No, she misses the lay-in, and she puts her hands on her head. Cannot believe she missed that. What a pass. And that's what we're talking about. Morgan Croxford in the high post just kind of shot a glance. Keeley was up by the foul line when Morgan saw her starting to cut and hit her right down by the low block with a perfect over-the-right-shoulder pass, almost a no-look. Croxford almost with a steal at the other end. Gets back on defense. There's a drive in. Croxford with the block, and she blocks it out of bounds as Clanton tried to take it in. Croxford, if you take away all girls 5'10 or over in the state, I'll bet you she leads the state in block shots at 5'7". She has got great timing and manages to do it with those quick hands without committing fouls. There's a missed jump shot by Russo, and Graham with the rebound. Graham pushing hard as Reg calls out for it from the sideline. Head to Plummer, back to Graham. Foul line, pulls up from there. Good. Keeley Graham knocking down the 15-footer there. She's got 12 in the game. And Graham with a steal. Graham penetrates in, up and under with the right hand, and scores. Keeley Graham with her second steal and lay-in here. And she gets another steal on the inbound. Keeley to Hatch. Hatch, 10-footer, no good. Reaney with the rebound. Keeley with three steals already here in this quarter. And she's laughing as she heads up the court. I think she's getting some comments from the fans over there as why she didn't steal the next one. Reaney on the angle. Back out. Blanton tries to drive. Now kicks it to Reaney. Reaney with the drive. Out to Coulter for three. No good. Long rebound. Williams fighting for it. She gets it. Shovels it to Graham and out of bounds off of Graham's hands. Keeley was not expecting Maylin to flip that ball to her. They were only about 3 or 4 feet apart there. Taft basketball. 5:29 left to go in the third. Warriors up 38-11. Russo starts to drive. Picks up her dribble. Hatch all over her. Lobs it inside, stolen away by Croxford. Croxford pushes up hard, looking for somebody to run with her. Spins, oh, tripped over her foot there, lost it. Graham pokes it away and gets called for the reach-in. And she knows it. Little nod of the head, acknowledging that she committed the foul. Reg says no backcourt pressure. You pick them up at half court. We're going to take the full court pressure off. Warriors have not only proven their point, but built a 27-point lead here on the backs of that pressure defense. Long pass down to Blanton. Kicks it back out to Reaney. Back in the high post to Blanton. Blanton back and down. Traveled. Got away with it. Switched her pivot feet there to Reaney. Now high post to Coulter. And Graham with a steal. Graham spins away. Weaving away through traffic. Three black jerseys there trying to knock it away. And Graham escapes like Houdini. Graham with the ball. Out by the center circle. Over to Williams. Williams left angle three. A little short. Croxford with the rebound, knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Should have been Warrior basketball, but they give it back to Taft. So, break for the Tigers there. Warriors back their pressure off. They'll pick up half court as the ball comes across. Russo with it. Russo, Hatch on her. Gives it up to Tolan. Tolan looking for a cutter. Tried to hit Coulter off her hands and stolen by Maylin Williams. Croxford with it. Top of the key. Swings it over to Graham in the left corner. That pass right there is a pass that there aren't more than probably 10 girls in the state that can make that. Now she flips it down to Graham. This one tipped away, though. Tried a little no-look hook pass to Graham, cutting. Coulter with it. Swings it left side. Russo, 18-footer, no good. Tolan with it. She throws up an awkward shot and misses. Ball's tipped around, and Plummer comes out of there with it, and she's fouled by Tolan. Plummer had the ball in her left hand. Tolan had a hold of her right arm, and Plummer just showing the official, look, I've got the ball, and she's got my arm. And the official blows the whistle, and here comes the sophomore, Jenna Lopez, into the game, replacing Maylin Williams. Williams with a nice game, 8 points tonight. Warriors ball. Graham brings it up. Center circle with it. Rosenbaum going to come into the game, the next dead ball. They go down in the corner to Lopez, penetrates a little bit, pulls up, airballs the 10-footer. She was floating a little bit and just put it up a little strong. That was a nice move, though, by Lopez to get an open look, though. Caught the ball in the corner, gave a little head fake, drove baseline, found the gap in the zone there, just a little strong coming off the bench. Sometimes you just got a little bit of adrenaline when you first come into the game. My guess is next shot will look better for Lopez. Coulter, foul line jumper, way strong. Rosenbaum with a good rebound inside. Took that right over the top of Blanton. Right wing, Lopez starts to drive baseline, picks up her dribble, tries to make the pass, knocked away and stolen by Rini. Rini pushes ahead over Tolan's head, and Plummer will let it go out of bounds. Warriors basketball. 3:18 left to go, third quarter, 38-11. Warriors up big. Graham running the point now as Croxford gets a break. Keeley swings it over to Plummer on the left wing. Waits for the defense and then gives it back to Graham. High post to Rosenbaum. Kaya turns, works her way down, out to Lopez. Back to Graham. Graham, three-pointer. Nope, this one's left. And Hatch with the weak side rebound. And we get a blocking foul, and that's five on Blanton, and she is out of the game. And not happy with herself. Silly foul, trying to play with four fouls. And she heads to the bench disappointed and frustrated. It's unfortunate for her tonight. And not the way that you want to leave the game there. They go inside to Rosenbaum, turns, little righty on the left side of the key and flips it up and in. There's that soft touch from Kaya Rosenbaum. She's got four in the game. That's just such a nice touch around the basket. Just needs to look for her shot more. She defers so often to other players and just drives Reg nuts some games that he wants her to be assertive and take the ball strong to the basket. She's got so much basketball potential. Just needs to be more assertive. Right side, Blanton knocks one off the backboard and in from about 6 feet away. Plummer at the other end gives it to Graham. Graham, little penetration on the left side, back out to Plummer. Plummer dribbles around the key, now flips it back to Graham on the left side. Nobody on her, steps into about 18 and buries it. Keely Graham, I think, waiting for the defense to come. Nobody came, took a dribble, still nobody there, so she took the shot. Defense was all packed into the key there on the... They didn't get out on the rotation of the basketball. 42-13, Warriors. Blanton with it. Goes high post to Rini. Rini starts to drive. Plummer knocks it away. Rini chases it down. Still pounding the hardwood there with it. Gives it to Tolan. Tolan drives left. Cut off by Lopez. Steps back. Plummer on her. Out on top to Rini. Minute 40 left to go, third quarter. Going to be some swingers getting a lot of action tonight for the Warriors. First one, Jenna Lopez into the game, swings between JV and varsity, and here comes the second one into the game. Number 22, Courtney Kendall. And we've got a full timeout taken by Taft. We'll take one also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School. West Valley League girls action tonight. Amity Warriors leading the Taft Tigers 42-13. This is a Tigers program really down this year. They made it to districts last year. And the way districts works in the West Valley League, one and two get some byes. One gets a bye. The one seed gets a bye all the way into the Saturday night championship game. They're going to go into the state tournament regardless of a win or a loss. The second place team gets a bye into the Friday game. And sixth place three, five place four earlier in the week. And then the winners of those games play. And the winner of that then plays Friday against the two seed. The winner of that game plays the one seed. You can kind of see how it works. Inside, Blanton gets an offensive rebound off the Rini miss and puts it up and in. 42-15, Warriors. Graham over to Lopez for three. No good. Nice soft touch. Kendall battling, but she was standing on the baseline when she hit the ball, so it'll be Tiger basketball. Husky back into the game. She gets Graham. And number 20, Mackenzie Evanson, into the game, 5'8", senior guard. comes in for Taft. Rini brings it up. Top of the key. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Swings it over to Runstrom. Runstrom goes high post to Smith out in the left corner to Blanton. Blanton back to Rini out top. Three-pointer. Good. Naomi Rini, if you don't guard her, she can knock that shot down. It's a little flat, but she gets a good release on the ball. Nice rotation. Kendall, left side, goes baseline, kicks it back out to Husky. Out on top to Lopez. Lopez swings it to Hatch on the right side. Hatch looking inside, gets it to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum doubled down there, back out to Hatch. Right corner two, good! Knocks down, had a foot on the line, but a nice shot by Hatch. She's got six in the game. And she hasn't forced anything. That was a very nice inside-out game with Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum ends up with the assist, Hatch with the basket. 25 seconds left to go, third quarter, 44-18 Warriors. Left corner, Runstrom with it, out on top to Blanton. Lopez backs off, Blanton takes the three. I think Lopez might have influenced that. Smith with the rebound inside, back to number 20, that's Evanson, and Kendall gets a steal. Nice job by Courtney. Husky with it to Courtney. Kendall with it now, swings it left side. Hatch, left corner three, couldn't get it off in time. And that is the end of the third quarter. Good try by the Warriors. Hatch with good awareness, knowing she needed to catch and shoot, and did so. Warriors outscore the Tigers 12-10 that quarter. It's 44-18 after three. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in just a moment.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back. This is Amity Warrior Basketball coming from Amity High School. This is Jeff Clark giving you the play-by-play tonight. Mr. Huber working the score clock tonight, as he does at all home games. Jennifer Kendall doing the book. Appreciate both of their service to our teams. Ron runs it for every home game, JV or varsity, if he's in town. Doesn't miss very often. Really appreciate that dedication. On the floor for the Warriors, Lopez, Rosenbaum, Hatch, Husky, and Kendall. Husky with it out by center circle. Gives it up to Kendall. Back to Husky. High post to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum turns, goes left, takes it all the way down, lays it up. Oh, it wouldn't stay inside. Hatch battling. She gets a rebound, puts it up. No good. Ball tipped out of hand. Should be Warrior basketball. That's the kind of move we want to see Kaya Rosenbaum make. Caught the ball at the foul line. Went hard with the left hand. Got a good look down there. You're going to make that more often than not. Warriors basketball down in the corner to Lopez. She drives, pulls up on the baseline. Her shot blocked by Smith. Smith, 5'10", got a hand on that one. There's a pass ahead. Lopez tips it out of bounds. Rini trying to find Blanton down on the left side of the key. Lopez, seeing the pass, able to get a hand on it. Blanton inbounds on the baseline, trying to, finally gets it out top to Rini. Rini pounding the pavement there with it. Swings it over to Evanson. Evanson finds a cutter, Blanton. Blanton goes down the right side, puts up an awkward shot over the backboard and out of bounds. I think she thought she was going to get fouled on that. Went up very strong, and nobody made contact with her and just lost it. Warrior basketball up 44-18. Kendall on the right side gets it back to Husky out top. Swings it to Lopez. Back to Husky. To Kendall on the left wing. To a cutting Husky. Husky with a right-hand lay-in. It won't stay. Smith gets the rebound. Pulls it out of there, hands it to Blanton. Another great look there by the Warriors. Good ball movement, finding the cutters. Blanton drives, kicks it out to Rini. Rini goes baseline, tries to throw it back out. Kendall read that one and got the steal there. Husky with it, she'll run the point. She brings it up. Brene goes all the way in, bounce pass out to Lopez. 15-footer, a little strong on that one. Weak side rebound, Runstrom. Runstrom. And Kendall almost, or Lopez almost got a steal on that. She read that, but Rini stepped in front, was able to kind of secure that away from Jenna. High post to Smith, out to Evanson. Evanson starts to drive, cut off there by Kendall. Rini finds Runstrom, and we've got an offensive foul Lopez battling with Clanton down low, and they got Clanton for the foul. That's the second time this game the officials have called a foul away from the ball on a Taft player for pushing off. Knuth back in. Hatch out. 6:16 left to go in this one. 44-18. Warriors up. Big. Knuth, Kendall, Lopez, Husky, and Rosenbaum on the floor. And Roberts is going to come back in as well. I think she's going to get Husky. Nope, she's going to get Rosenbaum. Callie Roberts, the senior who missed all last year with a knee injury, back playing basketball again this year and having fun being part of that team again. Knuth, 15-footer, a little weak on that one, just caught the front of the rim, knocked out of bounds by Blanton. Warrior basketball, they'll inbound right side of the key on the baseline. Up by 26 in this one. Husky, foul line, no good. Kendall gets the rebound. Husky comes up with a loose ball, and we got three in the key. Too much standing around watching by the Warriors. Number 12, Autumn Ellis, a 5'8 sophomore, comes into the game for the first time for the Tigers. Well, thought they had her in, didn't they? Yeah, she's in there. Ellis is in the game. They go to her down on the baseline. She steps back, shoots an air ball. Knuth with the rebound. Kendra gets it ahead to Husky. Renee slowing down at the top of the key, backs it up. Now beats her man off the dribble, gets slapped away, and there's a steal. Ellis came out of there with it, I think. Got it ahead. Evanson with the ball now. Evanson looks high post to Reaney. Reaney turns, fakes, starts to drive, kicks it back out. Russo misses the jumper, and Kendall chases it down in the right corner. 5:20 left to go. Still 44-18 Warriors, and we got a travel called. Brene caught that and kind of shuffled her feet, kind of casually, and got the travel call. Tiger basketball. Russo with it. Ball slapped away by Knuth. Picked up by Evanson. Evanson, top of the key, picks up her dribble. Kendall all over her. Throws it out to the left side to Ellis. Ellis carries it. No call there. Call the travel, not the carry, though. Gets it over to Russo. Russo, cross-court pass to Ellis. Ellis with Lopez on her, out on top to Reaney. 4:50 and counting here in the fourth. There's a drive from the right side by Russo. Her shot affected, maybe blocked by one of the Warriors, and Knuth comes out of there, and she's fouled by Reaney at half court as she tries to cut past her. 4:42 left to go here in the fourth. Fourth team foul on the Tigers, third on Reaney. Warrior basketball. Audrey Clark taking her jersey off on the bench, getting ready to come in, I think. Kendall on the left side with it, out on top. Lopez swings it to Husky. Husky back to Lopez. That pass tipped away. Lopez chases it down. She gets the ball and brings it back into the forecourt. Left side. Kendall goes low post to Roberts. Back out to Kendall. Kendall fakes right. Goes left. Pulls up on the baseline. Kicks it back to Lopez. Lopez out on top to Husky. Swings it right side. Knuth. Travel. Got a double dribble in there. Got a little anxious. And ended up dribbling once. Picking it up. Dribbling it again. 4:12. Clark will come in at the next dead ball for the Warriors. Russo working on Knuth. Swings it right side to Ellis. Ellis, her pass knocked away. Reaney gets it back. Reaney to Tolan. Deep two, no good. And Ellis had the box out. She can't hang on to it. Tolan chases down the loose ball. Finally gets it back out to Russo. Russo, high post to Reaney. Fakes one way. Looks for Russo, cutting baseline, off her hands and out of bounds. I think Russo cut and then stopped. Kendall out, Clark in. So Audrey will be playing the post here for the Warriors. Husky to Lopez. Lopez drives, gets inside, kicks it back out over the head of Husky, and out of bounds. Boy, Jenna should have just shot the ball, and that's what Reg is telling her right now. Why did you kick it back out? Just take it in. And too often, these young kids will make a nice initial move and then not realize that they need to finish that play. They get tentative and they get inside and not really sure how to get their shot off. But experience is a great teacher. And so you just have to go in there and try it. You'll figure it out. Russo with a drive, poked away. Roberts comes out of there with it. Nice job. I think Lopez poked that one away on the drive. Husky goes left side to Knuth. Knuth back out to Husky. Now to Lopez. Lopez drives, bounce past Roberts, baseline jumper, no good. Knuth knocks it out of bounds. Taft basketball. 3:13 left to go. And five new Tigers come in. I think one of them's been in the game earlier. I think Clanton is the only one that's been in the game before, and she's back. Work on their name. Salisbury was in before, too. She's playing the point here. She brings it up, swings it left side. There's a drive there. They kick it back out to Orendorf. Salisbury puts up a jumper. No good. Rebound inside. Pulled out of there by Clark. Clark looking for a guard. Gets it to Husky. Husky. Lopez on the left wing. Back to Husky. Steps in. 17-footer. Good! Renee Husky knocking down her first jumper of the game. 46-18 Warriors. 2:40 left to go in this one. Orndorff with it. Gives it to Runstrom. She drives, steps back, and misses the jumper. Clark with another rebound, and she is fouled by Reyes Corneo. Clark had good position there. 16 foul against the Tigers. Into the game, Sydney Stables replaces Brene Husky. Husky had a nice game tonight. Good job off the bench. Stables. Over to Knuth. Knuth looking inside, now gets it to Clark. Clark turns, shoots, off the backboard, and in! Audrey Clark with her first basket of the night. Turning and shooting, a little awkward there. Got to teach that girl how to jump a little bit more when she shoots. But other than that, nice touch inside and a good aggressive move in that low post. Blanton with it, starts to drive. Ball knocked away by Clark. Knuth chases it down. Knuth still trying to get it, finally gets it. She drives baseline, takes the jumper, and she's fouled. Nice take by Kendra Knuth. Very aggressive drive there. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. 1:58 left. 48-18 Warriors. Knuth to the line to shoot two. Kendra, 5'8 senior. Rattles the cage and it will not stay in as it rolls all the way around and pops out. But one more here. So on the floor for the Warriors, Stables, Knuth, Roberts, Clark, and Lopez. Knuth's second one short and chased down by the Tigers. Runstrom brings it up, swings it over to Blanton. Clanton with it. Clanton, ball poked away on the floor, knocked away by Clark, and saved by Knuth on the left side. Knuth still going, takes it all the way in, and lays it up and in. What a play by Kendra Knuth. A nice job by Clark at one end to pop that ball loose. Knuth did all the rest. Chased it down finally about 40 feet away from where it was. It got loose. Salisbury with it. And we've got a foul committed by Knuth. 1:23 left to go. Reg wanted to talk to, wanted to get somebody into the game. Oh, he wanted to get Cheyenne Hale into the game. So Cheyenne in, Kendra out. Reg yelling from the sideline, foul, foul, foul. I couldn't see a player down here. See a top of a head. It's Cheyenne. So she's getting her first varsity action of the night. And that was an over and back they didn't call on the inbounds. There's a drive, knocked away by Lopez. Tigers get it back, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Warriors. Third team foul on the Warriors. 1:14 left to go. Runstrom's going to inbound left side of the key on the baseline. Gets it into Reyes Canoro, and she loses it out of bounds. Couldn't handle that pass from Runstrom. Warriors ball. Stables brings it up. The freshman swings it left side to Hale. Hale looking inside, trying to get it to Clark. Loose ball. Lopez gets it. Cut off. Ball loose. Lopez still trying to get it. Cornos Rayo gets it and hands it off to Runstrom. Reyes Canoia. Corneo. I'll say it right. Not easy. Runstrom driving. Knocked away. Ball on the floor. And a travel called against Taft as Reyes Canoia. Corneo rolling on the floor with the ball. Warriors ball. 47 seconds left to go. Stables running the point here. Swings it left side to Hale. Looking inside. Nothing there. Brings it around the top of the key to Lopez. Lopez down on the right corner to Roberts. Roberts loses it, off her hands and out of bounds. Frustrated look on Callie's face. She took her eyes off that right as it got to her hand. She was looking for where she wanted to go with that pass. All too common of a problem in sports. Got to watch that ball right into your hands. She's still irritated with herself. Stables with a steal at the other end. Hanging on tough with it. Gets it to Hale. Nice job by Sydney. Getting her hands into the dribble there and stripping the ball. Lopez with a hard drive. Takes it in. Leaves it for Clark. Clark throws up an air ball from the left side. She was not ready for that at all. I think she thought Lopez was going to shoot. Jenna with an excellent pass. And the freshman with her hands on her head, a little embarrassed because she had as easy a shot as she's going to get in the half-court offense. Lopez creating all the action there. Clark needs to finish that lay-in. That was her chance to get her second bucket here in this varsity game. There's a drive. Throws up an awkward shot. Reyes Canoyo puts it up, and it goes in. She gets a basket and a nice cheer from the Taft fans. Jasmine Reyes Canoyo with the basket. Final score, Amity 50 and Taft 20. We'll be right back after this message. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC.